Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
What's up? Jason Tatum here. Ball up wherever you are with NBA 2K Mobile. Play in-game events to collect NBA legends and rising stars to assemble your dream team and settle things on the court. NBA 2K Mobile lets you put together your dream team with your favorite NBA legends and current GOATs. Download NBA 2K Mobile now on the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Rise of the Young podcast, bringing you insights from the most innovative entrepreneurs and influencers of this era. Hosted by 17-year-old entrepreneur, author, public speaker, and branding expert, Casey Adams. Now, let's get right into the show.
What's going on, everyone? Casey Adams here. Welcome to episode 74 of the Rise of the Young podcast. Today, we got Joey Yak with us today. We are currently in Richmond, Virginia at my house. This is an in-person interview, and I want to say welcome, Joey, to the show.
What it do? What's good, Joe?
All right, so for everyone that may not know who Joey is, what he does, I'm just going to tell you, by the time you hear this podcast, you're going to be seeing some of the most phenomenal video content and music video based around entrepreneurship in the game. And if you're listening to this right now, you're going to want to go check that out right after this podcast. But Joey, I want you to just start off by kind of sharing who you are, what you're currently doing, to really just catch them up to speed.
Yeah, for sure. So Joey Yak, Yak stands for you already know, and I'm telling you, if you don't know by the end of this episode, you probably never will. But check this out. I put my melody to your message. So all entrepreneurs, I mean authors, business owners, you know, if you're a podcast, it doesn't matter who you are. I take your why, your mission, and your vision, and literally in 45 minutes, and Casey, he can vouch for this, 45 minutes to an hour, I put my melody to your message, because at the end of the day, music is the sound of a feeling, and I saw that there was a problem with some of the content. You know, the content was either kind of corny or you just needed a new way to get your message out there. And I mean, let's be real, what's a better way than to doing it with music? So I decided like, wow, I can really provide value. You know, everybody's out here looking for value and I'm sitting back like, what is my value? And it's been 15 years. So that 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying? It's been 15 years of preparation doing it, man. But that's all I do. It's as simple as that. I put my melody to your message.
Boom. There you go. And everyone listening, I really want you to understand, like, if you have not listened to what Joey has been putting out there, some of the things he has, there's going to be a ton of links to everything so you can check him out, because obviously listening to a podcast is completely different than listening to his music and things that he's created for some of the world's top entrepreneurs in the game. But I want to kind of give people the background, because obviously when it comes to music, right, it's like, what, did you just start music? Is this just a hobby that popped up? Because obviously when we met, and we'll get into all that really soon, but where did music start for you? Because I think a lot of people, it's like, is this a hobby that you just started when the entrepreneur thing the last couple of years popped up? Or was this something where you've just been in the game doing music culture, which I know more about, but I'd love to just kind of fill the people in on, like, where did this whole music stuff come into play in your life?
Bro, it started at 9 years old. So me, like, I'm from St. Louis. I'm North County. I'm Hazelwood, not Hollywood. That's what we always say. In St. Louis, like, for those who know of Nelly, right? Right when Nelly blew up, I was like 9, 10 years old, and we met Ali from the St. Lunatics, right? So my dad, like, look, a normal dad and, you know, son, they wake up on a Saturday morning and they watch cartoons. Me and my dad would hop in his Oldsmobile and battle, dog. Like, we would go against each other and just rap battle each other. Well, we saw Ali, which is Nelly's basically right-hand man, and my dad was like, yo, you guys are tight, but you're missing one thing. And he was like, oh, word, what's that? He was like, a white boy. Long story short, Ali saw me in the back beatboxing on my chest and freestyling, and he was like, I can make this kid like the white Bow Wow back then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a Disney star, right? So right then and there, I had some in my brain and in my heart, man, that I just had that it factor about me. And that was the beginning of, wow, I'm an artist, you know? Like, I got this in me. Like, my dad did it as well, like I said. But fast forward, dude, like, you know, we lost touch. They became huge. My dad hit that crack pipe straight up and got addicted to drugs. So, me and him, we lost everything, money, cars, house. We had to move in with my grandma. Real big struggle growing up in my teenage years, right? But I was always hustling music. It saved my life. And you never know who's watching, dude. So, Ali, same dude, 10 years later, signed me to Dirty ENT We All We Got, which is Nelly's label.
Yeah, yeah.
And I won't drag the story on, but that right there, when I got the deal, I thought I was the manager, and I wasn't even ready to be the janitor, dude.
Yeah.
I was like 18, 19 years old, just had my daughter. Wow. It was all bad, dude. All bad because I was a little boy with a kid, just got this deal. I was selling weed out my mom's basement. And when I left that deal, I met Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Crazy, legendary group. Toured with them for a year. I was lost, man. Like, you get lost, and we'll probably get deep into that.
Yeah, yeah.
But one thing led to another, where it went from me having a record deal to touring nationwide with a legendary group, to learning so much, dude, to me hearing what now I know is the Holy Spirit, straight up.
Yeah.
Like, coming home, I was an alcoholic. I came home, I left everything. You know, I was in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I went back to Hazelwood, St. Louis. And I got into sales, right? Killed it.
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah, yeah.
Murdered it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just realized, like, wow, like, everything was preparation to my promise, because when I quit my job, which was only like 5 months ago, dude.
Damn.
So I've had all this success in music and everything, and I had to humble myself down and trust the process and trust like where I'm at in life, and realize that one thing leads to one thing that leads to one thing that leads to one thing to leads to the thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which kind of leads me where I am today, to realize, like, wow, I can put my message or my melody to everyone's message.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, it's crazy because literally everyone listening, when he says his melody, your message, like, I don't think you understand that, like, the context of it. It's like, literally, we first met, Sean, right?
Yeah.
So Sean, founder of Teens of America, he literally calls me one day, and we'll kind of get more into it, but he's like, yo, I got to introduce you to this dude, Joey, like, y'all are going to hit it off. And at the time, it's like, yo, we just hit it off, talk on the phone, tell him my story. And I was like, all right, like, what does your melody, my message mean, right? So literally, hop on the phone, 40 minutes, tell him my story. 40 minutes later, like you say, I get a song called Young Buck on the Come Up. And for everyone listening right now, you can go check out the music video and check out really what we've been able to do in this literally under 2 month time frame that we've been able to meet and actually hop on the phone once a week, start brainstorming, knock out a bunch of different songs that I'm sure you guys will be hearing coming soon. But before all the stuff that we're currently doing now, obviously, we're in Virginia. You came, you flew out, we met, we're doing all this stuff with a collab with Gary Vee, his sneaker deal, all this crazy stuff in a short amount of time. But from the music side of stuff, you're torn, right? You're in Hollywood, you're 18 when you get signed. How long was it when you were in that culture that you were like, damn, like, this is not me. Like, this is, I'm not finding myself. I don't want to say fulfilled, but like, what was the turning point to, like, now you're getting on podcasts, you're hanging out with all these big-ass entrepreneurs, making music for them, which is a completely different wave that you're, like, pioneering in a sense, right? So, like, what was the pivot point, right? So you have your daughter, you're touring, you're making music, you're performing, you're signing this record label. That sounds like the hip-hop, like, you made it, right?
Right.
So, like, what was the transition of, like, in that lifestyle to now, like, saying, all right, like, I'm done, moving on to the next chapter of my life. What was that point?
So it was all, I felt it so many times, like, you know, go back to Hazelwood, you ain't Hollywood, go back to Hazelwood, you ain't Hollywood, and like, I'm on these tours, I have buses with my face on them, and like, everyone thinks it's the American dream, but really it was my worst nightmare, dude, because it doesn't matter how much money you got, like the touring, the anything, like success, you can't feel success. None of that is success unless you're at peace with yourself. And I was lost, man. So I literally had to go back to the basics and find out who Joey was. My stage name back then was Yak Boy Fresh. And I needed to find out who Joey was. And I didn't know. And when you don't know who you are, you can't enjoy the process. And I can't even remember times like that I fell in love with the process. And I wasn't making no money like people thought on the outside looking in. So I was broke. I was miserable. And I'm sitting there like, I thought this is what I wanted. Yeah. You know, you don't know. You just go with the flow. And, you know, sometimes it's good to do that. But there's going to be that point where you're like, this ain't it. You know what I'm saying? So when I went home, though, I knew I had that. I told you earlier, I was a bad alcoholic, you know, drinking, smoking, popping pills. And I say, pop that perk, pop that pill, pop anything to make you high. Is that right? Well, swallow that pill called pride. And I had to swallow that pill because I needed that money. And I always had to give the gab. I can talk that shit.
Yeah.
When I'm in the sales job, when I got sober for one, and then I found my spiritual side, right?
Okay.
When I got into sales, I made $100,000 my first year, the most money I've ever made. But it takes to make the money to realize it's not about the money. Yeah. It's about making an impact, and the income will follow, making a difference, and the dollar will follow. Be the change, and then that change, money, will fall into your pocket. So it was so much, and I had to literally know that people get so, like, I just sat there and created music and created music and created music and created music. Right now, I have 5, 6, 7 albums done, and I'm sitting here like, why am I not releasing it? I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. Like, I'm sitting in the RV in my backyard, and still to this day, I'm doing it, making all this stuff. And it's like, if you want something, you have to go get it, dog. You really do. Yeah. And me sitting there like, it's so much stuff that one thing leads to one thing that leads to one thing. People are always like, I don't know what my purpose is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, you ain't going to find your purpose unless you go look for it on purpose. You need to go try stuff. And you never know, man. Like, say you're out and you go take that whack-ass job that you knew you weren't going to want, but what you learned from there leads to that thing, man. So I can't even have, like, a basic answer for that question, because it was – everything was preparation to my promise, and I truly felt that all that stuff in my past was obstacles, and now I took all the obstacles and I made it an opportunity, because I can sit there and complain about it, or I can take it and – choose, like, wow, I lost the battle, so everyone else could win the war as well, as far as artists. Because artists nowadays, bro, one thing I seen when I was doing this, they just think it's all about being dope and talented. None of them, it's 10% music, it's 90% business. So going into sales, I was like, I need to learn this for my music. And it's like, hold up, this is bigger than me. What I'm saying? And life in general is bigger than us, dog. So if that answers the question.
Yeah, no, totally, man. Like, so was it a situation where it was like, you're in Hollywood, you're doing this stuff, but, like, internally,
I was ratchet, bro.
Like, you just didn't know who you were. You're lost as hell. How old are you at the time when you're, like, going back to Hazelwood? I need to, like, make the change.
Like, 23. And it was because, remember, my dad was a crack addict, and, like, my daughter's at home.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sitting there, and I was flying first class on a guilt trip, bro. Like, because I felt like my dad. Like, I loved my daughter. My daughter knew that, but I wasn't there. You know, like, I was not at home, and I was not giving her my time and investing my time in her. And I said I was doing what I was doing for her, but I didn't know who I was. So that was a lie. That was just a cop out, you know?
No, I feel you, bro. So, like, from this time of, like, preparation for the tours and then just being like, screw it, like, I'm moving back. What's that process in between of, like, letting the team know you're working with? Was that hard for you, or was it like, fuck it, I'm out, I'm going back, and, like, let me do me? Or what does that process look like? Is it long? Is it quick? Is it instant? Or, like, how does that even work?
Well, I know it's different probably for every single person, because everybody goes through their own process with that. But you have to sit back and be okay with it taking a long time. Like, it's one of them things where you don't care if it takes forever, or you don't care if it's tomorrow where you'll know.
Yeah.
You just are so focused on the now, and you're not in competition with no one. Like, and you don't care what those people that you were with think, because you know you're not mentally right. Because a lot of the times the people that you're with don't really care what you're doing, because especially if you're the face of the brand. You know, I was kicking. Yeah. It was Adderall in the morning, Xanax at night, and alcohol. Yeah. You know, like, I needed to get me right, man. Yeah. And now it's – tomorrow is – June 30th is 2 years, not one sip of alcohol, bro.
That's
so
crazy.
The process, it's like – you can't think like, okay, it's going to be a long one and dread it, or I'm going to change tomorrow. It's like, I don't care how long this takes, man.
Yeah,
it's
you
can't think of it like that. And we just talked about time earlier, you know, like,
definitely.
You can't even think of time like that, man.
Totally, man. So, like, it blows my mind, because, like, from the state of moving that to, like, the entrepreneur world, getting into sales, like, what was the turning point of, like, all right, getting into sales to now, like, following the Gary V's, Grant Cardone's, Andy Frisella? Like, the more people I meet and the more people I sit down with, like, the big hitters, right? It's like, it's a small circle, right? And, like, not many people, if you're not listening to them or following them, it's like you don't really know what's happening in this quote unquote entrepreneur scene, right? And I know that you talk about it's like entrepreneur music, right? That's like that's the shit, that's the brand that you're putting out there, right? So like, what number one is entrepreneur music in your eyes? Like when it comes to what you're doing, like how do you define it? And then we'll get into the next question.
So it's like, when I was at, I worked for a local directory called Yellow Pages, right? Yellowpages.com, YP.com, and they had these things called chargebacks, where if the product didn't work and your customer canceled, you get charged back. Yeah, like, yeah. I would make, you know, $1,000 commission, and they would cancel, and I got to pay all that back. So everyone was all pissed off while we were there, and one day I came in, and I was like, I'm out here fighting chargebacks. My commission that I made, they want it all back. And everybody starts laughing. And then the next day I made a song called Where Them Leads At. And I'm like, there's so many people in sales and so many hustlers like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they have to go listen to music that's like trap music. And you know what I'm saying? So entrepreneur music is literally music for entrepreneurs that it's, you know, motivational, inspiration, or songs about like stories. Where's them leads at, and like as far as entrepreneur music, but with my melody, my message, that's literally it's so much bigger than me, man. I take your whole story and put that thing into a song, you know what I'm saying? So no one's doing it though. There's no music out there that we can relate to as far as salesmen and hustlers that when you press play and you're like, where them leads at? Like, imagine driving to your cubicle job and you got some talking about Objective Obituary and like, you know, I'm about to close deals down and you're hype. It's like it's like drug dealers listening to trap music.
Straight up. That's a good comparison, honestly, because I mean, and I also think when it comes to the standpoint of like the first time you sent me the song about my story or the thing that we're doing now today when you're in Virginia is like the whole entire Gary Vee collab. It's like, like you just said, it's like, it's bigger than you. It's always a higher purpose of helping someone else out, of telling their story. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's building your brand and you're providing so much value that it's like, it's this, I like the word pioneer because like, I'd never seen it done. You're reaching out to all these big guys and like, they're eating it up, dog. Like for everyone listening, like you're listening to a pioneering podcast right now with like the entire wave of moving forward in the music side of things. So it's like, when it comes to the current, right? I like jumping around the podcast, like back and forth. So currently, right? In Virginia, we're doing the entire sneaker collab, Gary V 003. We're about to send the video over. We got this entire music video shoot. When it comes to the current situation of the entrepreneur music, and I would just say like the intent moving forward, what's like the vision for you right now moving forward with everything you're doing? Because I know we have a lot planned and we'll touch on a lot right here in a second, but what is your current mindset of your current vision with it, just so that people understand? Because like, I think people would like to hear like a forward looking statement, because it's like, dude, they're listening to this podcast like, damn, like I never heard of this stuff before. Right. Like after they're going to go check out your music, they're going to listen to it. But like, I want to give them like a forward looking statement just so they're like getting to get caught up to speed over time, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my number one goal right now is the one thing, like artists, it's all about them. And me being at so much peace with myself, I was like, wow, I can be the number two to everyone and be my, that's what makes me my own number one. When you make it all about you, it's just all bad, you know?
Yeah.
So my job right now is like, I'm not even worrying about me. Like everything that I've done and accomplished, like, you know, I want everyone to know, yeah, I have a cool little story in the background, but like, I have my song, you know, no, like these big names, Casey Adams, Billie Jean, got him a song, Cole Hatter, Brad Lee. Now I make the songs about them and then network to get it to them and give it to them for free. I don't want anything and I don't expect anything in return. The moment that you can, one, provide value, right, and not expect anything, it's like, no one owes us anything, dude. So in my eyes, it's like, I'm going to keep on doing what I do as far as putting my melody to everyone's message. I want to make sure that I'm giving these top-notch entrepreneurs dope content, man. And then I'm going to let it lead from there. Like, I know I'm speaking this into existence. Next Grant Cardone conference, I will be on that stage rapping for 15 minutes and then telling my story for 15 minutes. Any, like, I'm done with the hole in the walls. Catch me at a seminar. Catch me at the Cardone, you know what I'm saying? Catch me at Thrive with Cole Hatter. That's going down. It's going down. Yes. It's already said and done. And it's one of the things where I just want to be an edutainer, man. I want to educate people in an entertaining way, and I want to make sure that people have dope content, man, and where it's none of it's about me. you know, and I'll drop songs about sales and stuff, but my main focus is doing, you know, audiobook summaries for authors and having a little theme song at the end. Like, imagine your book, The Rise of the Young, and, you know, I'm on some The Rise of the Young show.
Yeah.
You know, at the end where people are like, dang, I can vibe with that. But it's just so much bigger than me, dude, to the point where it's like, that's all I want to do is provide dope content for the top-notch entrepreneurs, which will make me my own number one, man.
Dude, so badass, yo. Because I wanted to hear that for myself, too, because I think it's, like, it's crazy. Because, like, well, we met about, what, 2 months ago, you'd say? And literally, like I talked about before, it's like we hopped on a phone call. It's like, yo, here's my story. And, like, back to the point of you saying, like, your message, your melody, my message, right? That's, like, the flow of everything you got going on. It's like he literally takes your words. I don't know if you take notes with it or you just remember it or whatever it is you do, but, like, it's crazy because all the people you've been connecting with and, like, just making the songs for, it's, like, the core intent is sharing other people's message, but it's, like, you're that figure that is, like, spreading the awareness in your creative way, and I just think it's super dope, and everyone following right now and listening to the podcast, like, I'm telling you, you could listen to this entire thing, but if you don't take the time and follow Joey, check out his stuff, listen to the content he is producing, you're not going to get the main purpose of this episode. And like I said, we're recording this right now. It's June 29th, 2018. And we're currently today shooting the Gary V 003 music video, which you guys will be able to see shortly. And also the Young Buck on the Come Up video. All these things that we're talking about right now are not currently released. But by the time you're listening to this, you're going to be able to check out all the content that we've been prepping for, that we've been planning. So it's going to give you guys some more context of what we've been working on. Because at the end of the day, you're listening to the podcast, we're talking about music, but you're not going to be able to internalize it until you actually listen to the music. So I just want everyone to know before moving forward in this podcast, like, that is my main intent right now for today's show, is to, as soon as this ends, go to the description, click on the first link. It's going to bring you to the current episodes and video, music videos that we've been working on. So I just want to put that out there. But moving back to you, Joey, when it comes to just the story of you, where you come from, like, when you were doing your music on tour with all these people, I would say, like, you were not at peace, like you mentioned before. Did you ever, like, even fathom doing this sort of stuff? Or, like, when it comes to the backstory, everyone obviously sees, like, where you currently are, they're listening to the music right after this, but, like, could you even think about or fathom that? Or was that something where it's, like, the more you got into sales, the more you started reading, the more you started listening to these people, that, like, it took your melody that you already have God-gifted talent for and was like, yo, let me try to push it this way? Or, like, what was the starting phase to even thinking about my melody, your message? What was that, like, whole, like, thought process?
A lot of the times, like, and I was reading the, what is it, Psycho-Cybernetics, that's raw book, if you guys ain't, like, I read so much now, dude, and, like, I'm real big on, like, the psychology and, like, the human, like, you know, the self-awareness, man, like, why our brain works the way it does. And it's, like, when you think about some, like, creative process, if you try to interrupt, like, and you think too hard, and, you know, they say scientists goes into every problem knowing that there's a solution.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't even know it, and it's, like, 50% done, right?
Yep.
So me, I literally told myself, just keep recording, because it was therapy to me, dude. Like,
yeah.
like I said, I was an alcoholic, and it was, like, when I'm pissed off, and I'm fighting with my fiance, and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm stressed out, it's, like, I gotta go in the studio,
yep,
right? And
so
I'm recording myself and everything, and it's, like,
yeah.
When I'm in, you know, I never even thought I was going to ever have a real, when I say a real job, like, you know, a cubicle. Like, I
yeah,
used to
yeah.
say, like, it's unusual, me in a cubicle, and me not having my whole life musical, but I'm stepping out the box before I'm in one at my funeral. So I'm literally sitting,
Ooh.
That's right, ain't it? That's hot.
God dang!
It's hard.
We get some freestyle in
here. Dude,
okay.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I never thought, dude, I was going to be doing what I'm doing today.
Yeah, yeah.
But one thing that I live by is be prepared for an opportunity that may approach you rather than the opportunity come at you and you're like, oh, shit. You know, like, when I got
yeah,
the opportunity with you and everybody, it's like, I'm going to be able to execute because these years of preparation.
Yep.
It's, you got to retrain your brain, dude. 10-year
overnight success, right?
You already know. And, like, people are going to say it, dude. Like, when I'm, you know, Joey Yak, you already know I'm the studio CEO. People are like, where the hell did he come from? And
yep.
I'm cool with that because I know now that you have to fall in love with the process or you'll never, you have to fall in love with where you're at right now. You'll never, ever be happy where you want to go. It's Crazy Bone said, we're chasing the devil, dude. It's
yeah.
like, you always want to get to the next trend, and that goes for the entrepreneurs. And it's like, even with me losing the battle to win the war, like, I tell you all the time, like, yeah, music's my way in, but dude, it's bigger than music. Like, I want to mentor these, with like you and stuff, yeah, like Young Bucks, where it's like, you guys are seeing fame so fast, but you, I already told you, you got a great head on your shoulders. You know, you're Thank learning, you. You're listening to the mentors that are really, really doing it, you know, out there.
For sure.
And it's, I just want to help people, man. I really know that I have a story, and I know when I have struggles, it's just more glory for my story. Like when I'm yeah. going through pain, or when I'm broke, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for two yeah. more months, and I'm just gonna be like, I was broke. Like, I just know that them obstacles are just opportunities, man.
Yeah.
Like, and you just gotta be ready. Stay ready, man. And if you can look at yourself right now and say, am I ready? And if you say no, I mean, you got some work to do,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
I'm ready for whatever, bro. You for tell sure. me about this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I made the Gary Vee song without Casey even asking me to. Dude. I just do it. Like, I'm over here just getting creative, man. It's
oh,
like, then he asked me to come here, and I stayed ready because my boy Tommy Webb hooked me up with my credit. He fixed yeah. my credit, and it's like, whoop, swipe that on the credit card, baby. Debt don't mean death. Let's do this.
Yeah, for sure,
you gotta
man.
Be ready, man.
Definitely, man. And talking about opportunities, like, when it comes to, it's crazy, because, like, the whole Gary Vee thing with the shoes and stuff, like, I remember Gary Vee's team, they reached out to me, like, and this was, you made the song before,
yeah.
which is trippy, like, he makes a song, which you guys, after this episode, you guys will listen to it, check out the video, but, like, he made this song, Gary Vee 003's, about the shoes, and it happened to be the next week, Gary Vee's team reaches out to me, and they're like, yo, we're sending 70 pairs of shoes to 70 different people, we're gonna send them to you pre-release, and I'm like, yo, like, let's tear it out the ballpark and, like, make a dope music video. You got the song. I'm going to have the shoes early, and I'm required to do some sort of video piece of content for Gary. So, like, for everyone listening, that was the thought process. Like, I think, especially from a podcast standpoint, you get to listen to, like, the story of it. Because, like, if you just watch the finished picture, it's like, oh, they planned that. That was easy preparation. Like, that was – they talked to Gary, like, months in advance. Like, they just don't get it, right? And, like, for people listening, it's like you're able to either you've already seen the video and this is, like, filling you in and you're like, damn, like, that's super cool. Or if you haven't seen the video, like, you're listening to this right now and then you're about to go check it out and be like, damn, like – from that story, how it lined up, he took the opportunity when it was like, yo, I just got back from my 10-day traveling trip. I got a day in between. I'm about to go to the beach. Come on this day. We can fill the gap. Go down the entire day. Film, like, for literally 12 hours straight to make this video. Like, that's what the people don't see. And, like,
right.
I love having a podcast because, like, doing this right now, it's like we're recording it and people get to, like, listen to that and, like, actually listen to the grind and hear the process instead of the outcome, right? So it's like, with that being said, when it comes to just We Met, right, the opportunity of the Gary Vee thing, obviously that's like our main focus today and as well as the other videos, but you touched on opportunity and like when it comes to, what, you're from Hazelwood, St.
Yeah,
Louis,
yeah.
right, you came to Virginia, like that was something where it was just like instantaneously, I was like, yo, like, can you come to Virginia?
I'll be there.
And boom, there you go. So I want to touch on that real quick. So like, I want to hear from your perspective because like from my perspective, it's like, yo, I got these shoes, you got the song, like, are we just going to have these or are we going to come together? And obviously, we're together right now. We're shooting the podcast. But, like, what was your first initial thought when it was like, yo, he said he got the shoes. I got the song. Like, what was going through your brain to lead up to this point?
Dude, I'm not even bullshitting just because I'm on this podcast. My first thing was like, yes, I get to give my young bucks some value. Because, like I'm telling you, when you make it not about you and you give and expect nothing in return, it's like instantly in my mind is like, yeah, man, like – and. I'm doing this. Like, you
yeah.
can't I said this to Matt, the videographer, today. I looked at him. I said, people get so stuck in their comfort zone that they don't even know when opportunity's knocking on their door. Like, something approaches them, and they're like, what does that mean?
It's just like, why would I go to Virginia?
I'm so alert and aware and, like, make sure that my strategy that I'm doing is – I'm ready, bro.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer
yeah,
to me,
yeah.
and it's like we talked
no
about it.
No option mentality.
It's no option. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's going down, and I have a fiance. I have a daughter. It's like, what's your excuse? You
yep.
know, it's like, I have struggles, hella struggles,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's like, and? So when you call me and you need something, yep. I'm giving, and it's just absolutely insane the amount of leads I've got, the
yep.
amount of money I've made just from the, like, I quit my job, and I was like, I'm doing this.
Yep.
Like, dude, when I quit my job, I thought I was going to run Facebook ads and build a program for artists called Be Your Own Machine to teach them how to run Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And it led to me doing this. So it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Don't overthink it, man. Don't overthink it and be ready. Because when somebody approaches you and, like, throws something out there, like, you need to listen and be alert. Like, you need that? I can get that. Even if it's not you, go get the person. Like, yeah. Some people don't have hella talent. Some people, it's easy for you to say, Joey, you know how to rap. Yeah. Nah, homie, like, nah. You can be the middleman where you go and get
Sean, dude.
You feel, boom. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, well, Sean, man, dude, Sean, he, the Teens of America, Obesity Revolution, Sean weighs, like, he was weighing 700 pounds. Now he weighs, like, 590. He's, like, the face of obesity. And, like, dog, no homo, I fell for dude. Like, I made 7 songs for him, shot 7 videos all in 24 hours because I was like, I'm giving to him. He linked, and he's linking me with, I didn't ask, and I didn't expect. Yeah. He linked me with Bradley, yep. With you, with so many other people that it's in the process of going. And it's just, dude, give, and I promise you guys will receive. And you got to learn how to play the game, man, and fall Definitely. In love with the process. Please.
For sure, man. I think the thing that I got from that was, like, when you said, like, people don't know when the opportunity's knocking. They don't know when, like, to take that step. Because even, like, I was at this event this weekend in New York City, and I was speaking at it, and everyone's like, so one dude asked the question of, like, if you were to go back and, like, restart your journey of these last 2.5 years or whatever, it's like, what would you do different? I'm like, nothing, right? But, like, not even from that standpoint of nothing, but, like, I knew my opportunities when I had them were, like, that feeling, right? It's like, why not? Like, what's stopping you? If there's nothing in the way, and obviously when it comes to money or whatever that may be, you can find it when it's due and when you have the time and effort to put in, right? But, like, the main point I'm trying to get across is I think a lot of people, young people especially, it's like they listen to your journey or they listen to my journey and, like, they take in all this content of people's stories and their opportunities that they try to find the same ones, but they don't understand the ones right in front of them, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what would you say to a young entrepreneur? I know that you say, like, you're schooling me up. You're 10 years ahead of me, right? And, like, I think you can help a lot of young people listening when it comes to, like, when they have these opportunities, right? This whole social media world today, how literally you can get in touch with anyone. What would you say to a young person that he's putting in the work, he's actually taking the time to do shit, but, like, he's not jumping on opportunity? Like, what's the difference between someone that jumps on opportunity and someone that has opportunity but doesn't see it?
Well, I mean, dude, it's literally, like, talent, and I live by this now, talent will get you there, character will keep you there. So you're over here, it's not about work harder, it's about work smarter, not harder, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you if you're just good people, like I said, dude, like, give to people, an opportunity will come, man. Like, you'll start seeing just that law of attraction, dude, come to you, man. So everybody has that talent in them, but it's one of them things where you provide your value and your talent and you expect so much in return. It's like, you have to focus on you and your character, honestly, before you even really are like, all right, where's my opportunity? Yeah. All these young bucks out here need to say, do I know who I am? Like, look at your, be for real. Facts. Do I know who I am? And if you don't, you need to do some soul searching, man. Like, and I'm not, you know, Bible thumping cat, but I don't care. 1 Corinthians 15:33, bro. Bad company corrupts good character. It's like, are you listening to podcasts like this? Who are you surrounding yourself by? When Friday comes around, are you like, oh, it's turn up season now? When Sunday comes around, it's like, damn, man, I gotta go to my job on Monday. Or are you saying, I know I am where I am because I know it's gonna lead to that thing, or it's gonna lead to a thing that leads to the thing? I don't care where you're at. If you're flipping burgers, if you're in sales, I'm telling you, man, that is literally molding you. And when you have a mindset like that, it's all good. So don't run around like I did with my head cut off. And sometimes, like, I chose experience over education as far as, you know, college and stuff like that. I dropped out. I was a soccer player. And you don't have to have a college degree, man. You really don't. And a lot of people think that. But yeah, I'm telling you, as far as looking for opportunities and stuff, you need to look inside of you, because the inner me was my biggest enemy, man. The hardest prison to escape is your own mind. Straight up. That's the hardest prison, man. I know I'm rambling now, but literally, dude, you guys, a lot of people probably are feeling lost and hopeless, and it's like, if you're not dead, you're not done. I'm telling you guys. So you need to look at yourself in the mirror, ask, do I know who I am? Look around, reach out to people, and focus on your character, man, because the talent will get you there and the character will keep you there. Straight up.
Bro, facts.
Straight up.
So moving on, it's like, when you say all that stuff, it's like, I got so much stuff through my head. It's like, character and people listening, I'm sure, like, they either pause the episode or they're like, damn, like, that just hit them, right? When it comes to the keeping your character and, like, the character you've built, what do you think builds character overall?
That's a great question, man. I think building your character is, sometimes you have to be a douche to realize what you need to
makes
do.
Sense.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes,
makes sense.
You know, lose the battle to win the war.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A lot of people never realize when I say lose the battle, they just feel like they lost. You hear me? Like,
yeah,
straight
yeah.
up. They think that, I was just reading all the way here, like, when you fail, they think that they're a failure. When it's like, when I heard fail, like, I think of fertilizer now, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So it's literally like, you win or you learn. I've never lost a day in my life, straight
yeah.
up. You need to retrain your brain like that. So when you go to stuff like that, building your character though, man, it's being integrity to yourself. What are you
yep.
doing when no one's watching? Are you doing a little, you know, like I'm saying, I'm 2 years, not one sip alcohol.
Yeah.
Is that when no one's around? Or, like, be true to you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
are
yeah.
you lying to yourself every single day? Like, just be 100 with you, man. Don't do stuff to pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy. No, bro. Like, are you,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Are you loyal to yourself,
that,
man?
Ty calls that, like, the false dichotomy where it's like you tell yourself something so many times potentially and it's like you start to believe it, right?
Straight up.
Like you tell yourself you're happy but you go home and you're depressed and you think about all these negative things but then you go to work the next day and you're like, oh, doing great, right? And like the more you tell yourself that, it's like the more you believe it but like the more you hide it and dig the hole deeper, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up. And find people that are doing what you're doing that will not just be a yes man to you, you know, like just tell you stuff that you want to hear. Have people
yeah, yeah.
check you. Learn how to take self-criticism, man, and don't be around those people that, you know, if you F around with them F arounds, you're going to F around and be one, man. I ain't going to drop the F-bomb the whole time, dog, but that's real, bro. Like, it's just real, man, and
yeah.
you just have to realize that life is bigger than you. We literally go through
yeah.
life so we can train the other people. It's like that cycle, man.
Yeah,
so
parents,
if you're living...
You know what I'm saying?
Flat out, and parents.
Yeah.
Sometimes is a problem because we want them to
mold
be
this figure, which is not them potentially
at
I
all.
Get it. And you're a parent, so you obviously
you're
want
right.
to touch on this. But like, what does that mean when it comes to like parenting? And like you said, like it's bigger than you, obviously, from the standpoint of like what is life? It's like you have kids to then pass on your thoughts, your genes, or whatever it is, right? But like, what do you consider that when it comes to passing the torch in a way? When, not even parents, but like mentorship and like. Now social media, it's like people could be listening to this 100 years from now, right? So it's like, what does that mean to you? Legacy, passing the torch, and everything you're currently doing.
Just, dude, I think it's, if you overthink this, like right when you were saying it, I was like, damn, like that's hard. Like, don't overthink it and just do it. And it, once you...
For sure.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Your
like,
intent, if it's there, it's there.
It's there, you know? And like with my daughter, like there's times where I'm like, Kylie, don't do that, you know? And then I'll step back and be like, hold up. Like, if that's her, you know, like don't corner her in to think that she just did something wrong, like voicing her opinion at the age she's 6 years old
yeah, yeah.
and like she's a little smart ass boy, like she's a little diva and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, wow, she's gonna be she just parenting wise, like let them know they can be whatever they want to be, you know, like a lot of our parents, like with, you know, podcasting, you know, in the beginning it's like, Casey, you're gonna do a podcast?
You're talking to a microphone in your room, bro. What you
right,
doing?
Right, and like we're sitting in his room right now, y'all. Like a normal room that you guys probably have as well. So don't get the game twisted where you think
facts.
You know, like I think that's another thing was people. We're all human.
Straight
we're
up.
All human.
Bed's not made. We're freaking chilling. Dirty room. Like, dude, we're chilling, bro.
We're all human. It's just the difference between you can make moves or make excuses,
dude,
man. And we chose making moves. And when some doesn't go our way, instead of complaining, we go and find that solution.
For sure.
Or create the solution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got like 3 or 4 questions for you right now because obviously everyone listening, we got to head back to Richmond, shoot the rest of this music video. We got to catch the sunlight and we want to provide you the most value. So we got 3 more questions. When it comes to just the standpoint of self-education, learning, obviously you said you dropped out of college. What year was that?
I was like 18, 19. I broke my leg.
Playing soccer?
Yeah. And I thought I was like that. I thought I was going to be a ball player. Like
that's
I was
crazy.
The soccer player that I know when I heard your story and like
yeah,
Andy's
dude,
story.
Dude,
like,
it's
I was like,
more Grant, like dude.
Yeah. Like
false.
I broke my leg and then the next day my high school sweetheart, which is my fiance, which is my daughter's mom, told me she was pregnant, and I dropped out right
Big,
there, and I said,
oh my
I'm
Lord.
Full
Big
grind
days.
Mode, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So with education, it's where, I'm telling you, man, if you are in college, it's not a bad thing, but people think they need to go, like, if you want to be a video production, people think they need to go for video production. Nah, homie, you need to go for business
yeah.
and learn, you can learn a lot of this
Sell
stuff.
Sell the video production.
Yeah,
you
like, you need to learn how to sell it, like you just said, provide the value,
sell yourself,
man,
to other companies that you want to work for, you know? It's like, I think there's, for selling in particular, it's like you sell yourself, number one, for doing what you do, but then you sell others for the approval of your content or your value, you know what I'm saying? Like, you sell yourself reaching out to someone with your content, they're like, yo, I'm sold that this is good content and this is valuable, so I'm going to give it to you, and hopefully you're sold that is good as well. It's like, the more you talk about sales and self-education, bro, everything's a sale. But like, the question I want to get to is like, what was the turning point of like, all right, you're out of college. Some people say like, when you're done with school, education stops, right? What was your pivot point of self-education, continuing to learn from people, learn from experience, swallow that pill called pride? Like, when was that in your life? Like,
when I realized life was bigger than me, I woke up hungover, one shoe off, one shoe out of, probably at the club, dude, straight up. My Tims were gone. And I read this book called Fight by Craig Rochelle in one day, and like, you go into something, like, people are like, I can't read, and it's like, you just don't want to read. I'm sorry. Like, and now you got audiobooks and stuff. It's like,
podcasts.
Like, you got everything, dude. It's like, there's so many ways to learn. And like, that's why I'm like, I want to educate in an entertaining way. It got to the point where I realized, wow, I just found life's bigger than me from a book.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much game and so much knowledge, and people get out of school and they think that they're done learning. It's like, honestly, you need to go to school and learn the discipline of getting up every day, going somewhere, and knowing that you're... I went to my old high school that kicked me out after soccer season. And I told them, I said, you're over here like, oh, I got to go to school. No, you need to say, I get to go to school. Who is here that is going to help me do what I really want to do? You know what I'm saying? So knowing when you get out of college or out of high school or anything... The real self-education, the real education, that's when it begins, because, you need to be doing it if you are in, you know, high school or college or whatever, but it never stops. If you're not growing, you're dying, flat out.
Facts. Like, even for me, man, it's like, when I got that injury, like, I love how you said broke your leg, found out your, was it fiance at the time or what?
That was last year.
Okay, cool.
So baby mama.
Like, so when it comes to that, it's like this whole crazy two situations in your life, boom, right back to back, right? Like, I feel like when it comes to a pivot point, it's like you were probably lost, didn't know what you wanted to do, and like, you were just like, damn, like, new situations, new opportunities, new me, right? It's like you had to change. When it comes to changing, not just yourself, but like the daily habits of your mentality, what you do, it's like, dude, when we first met, you busted out a song in 40 minutes, and you've done that for 20, 30, 40, 50 people, whatever. It's like, what keeps you motivated to like put out the certain amount of content that you do for the certain amount of people? And like, the question that I want to get to is just, what keeps you in that mentality of progression? Because I think a lot of people that I even talk to at an event, like, they ask the question of, yo, what keeps you motivated? And like, for me, it's like that question answers itself, dog. Like you said, like, you're live, you're here, you're making moves. But like, for the people that may need to hear it, or people that even just need that reassurance, like, what keeps you motivated? It's the day-to-day stuff.
I know that I have it's no question that the gift I have is a blessing, flat out. So it's like, I feel, and I've tried to walk away from it, and it always keeps pulling me back. Always. Like, I tried to do the 9-to-5, and like, I was making money, and I was like, I'm good, you know, like, whatever. But when you have a calling on your life, and a step into your comfort zone, step into your calling, you got to step out of your comfort zone. It's one of them things where when people ask that question, like you said, it's like, I don't want to get mad and shit because people might be lost, you know? But it's like, bruh, like, what do you mean? Like, when I'm making moves like this, I'm using God's gift. Like, I know God's proud of me because he gave me, and now I finally realize. And the reason why you hurt your neck and I broke my leg is because we were going to run with that. You were going to run, you know, sports. In your mind, you're like, I'm a sport. I'm a soccer player. I just got back from over in England, MVP. Man U under 18 team was crazy. Like, yo, come back over here. You're raw. They got new. I was going to run with this soccer, and he had to break my leg and give me a kid. what I'm saying? Yeah. Because he knew. So it's like the whole motivation thing, though, bro. Come on, man. Like, if you have to ask yourself that, you are not at peace with yourself, and you are very confused on who you are as a human.
Facts.
Straight up. And don't think that you have to have this crazy gift. I might put my melody to your message, but it's like, you know, imagine people that, you know, built apps and stuff like that. Like, everybody has something different, man. And it's like, what is keeping you up every day? And like I just said, man, if you don't know that answer, you need some self-development where you need to go look. But don't go searching and searching, looking for the answer, because you'll never find it if you're like, all right, was that the right answer? Was that the right answer? You need to just accept that you are lost, but you know that you can be found, man.
For sure.
For real.
Dope, bro. Well, we got to head out, finish this music video. But last question to finish it off. Just when it comes to the music, what we're currently doing, me and you in Virginia, and then also for everyone listening, what would you say is one of the things that you've had to overcome through just like putting this entire vision of entrepreneur music, edutainment, education, putting everything together for you? Like, what do you think has been the biggest like obstacle or hurdle to get you in a position where you are today, confident and really just putting in the work, like you said, of having that calling where it's like, dude, you're pushing everything away, it's just gonna pull you right back, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, what's something for you, for the people just like to little know more about you, like what's something that you've had to hurdle in your life that just kept you and made you the person who you are today?
I've never asked for permission. Never. Like anything that I do it, and then it's just what is that? Don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness later or whatever. Yeah, like, that's a sales 101 right there.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, this whole entrepreneur music, if I would have asked someone if I could put my melody to their message,
facts,
they'll be like, nah, bro, what you do probably don't fit me.
Because,
look, 2020 vision, eyesight, but you ain't got 2020 vision in my life at all, period. So, right what you just said, what has got me everywhere, the obstacles and stuff, is I've sat there and thought about, like, will they like it? Will they like it? Will they like it?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn if they like it.
Yeah.
And that's what led me to where I am today, because by any means, I know that I'm not in competition with no one except myself. I'm just trying to be the better Joey tomorrow than I was yesterday. So literally, it's I don't ask for permission. I just do it, and you're going to rock with it or you're not. And if you don't rock with it, step out the way or get ran over, because it's happening regardless, man.
Yep.
That's how I win, because I don't ask for shit from nobody.
Yeah,
I just do the damn thing, dude.
Dude,
in all humbleness, like, you already know, dude. Like,
dude, for sure.
Humble about it, but it's like the studio CEO. That's me. That's what I'm going to be. Something so fantastic becomes so familiar with people. You got something inside of you right now, and I'll end it like this, dog. Everybody's got something inside of them that has become so familiar because I have so many people around. Everyone calls me Yak, but the people that grew up with me knows me as Joey. But I didn't ask for permission to be Yak. I just became Yak. So the soccer player that rapped became the rapper that was good at soccer as well. Casey Adams, the dude that was, you know, just went into high school and played football that hurt his neck, became the dude that's clowning with all these top-notch people that did hurt his neck. You know what I'm saying? Speak it into existence, create your own future, and know that you may be lost, but you will be found, but you'll never be finished, because know-it-alls know nothing at all when you don't remain a student forever. Ooh, boy, I'll be on fire all day.
Dude.
Let's go.
All right, yo. So, everyone listen, we got to wrap this up. We got to head back to Richmond.
Yeah, we're way over our time.
And pretty much to end it off, though, everyone listen, like, you could listen to this entire podcast 40 times, but, like, you're not going to understand our intent with it unless you go to the description and listen to, number one, the content that we're about to put out, that once you listen to this, it's already going to be out there. We're talking about the Gary Vee video. We're talking about the Young Buck on the Come Up video. We're talking about the Empire Builder video. All these things that I'm talking about right now, you guys can go check out. And then obviously, when it comes to following Joey, his journey, if you want something made for you, dude, he's the guy to go to. And whether you're an entrepreneur or you know someone that could use his melody and your message, reach out to him. You know, it's like, dude, social media is a place to connect, right? This whole social game, like, dude, the shit you're putting out there is phenomenal. And everyone listening, I need you to go, number one, listen to his music, but become a follower of him, because his melody is your message. Whoever you are out there, if you want to work with him, hit him up. Like, dude, that's the simplicity of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, the things that you've done just in the time of us being connected is just crazy. Now, you know what I'm saying? Just like our simple hopping on a phone call, now we're in my room in fucking Virginia. Like, what's the odds, right? So it's like, I want everyone just to know this. Go check out his stuff. You will not understand the value of this podcast unless you go listen to it. And yo, that being said, we gotta head to Richmond, bro. We gotta finish some stuff.
Let's do it, man. I appreciate it. Make sure y'all follow me. It's joey.yak on Instagram, Joey Yak on Facebook, Joey is Yak on Snapchat. Come holla at ya boy. Let's go.
Sounds good, everyone. And that being said, yo, just go click the links in the description. It'll bring you right there, my homies, and we will talk soon. Peace.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours.
Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.